No mortgage, no electricity bills to worry about, no car loans, no credit cards, and 50 grand just popping into your bank account every single month. That's what's possible when you have, I know it takes guts, it takes balls, but what else are you going to do? Stay in the 9-to-5 matrix? Fuck no, you're not going to do that. You want to get you and your family ahead. You could be earning $50,000 to $100,000 a month through being self-employed and through business. The secret information that the wealthy people of the world don't want to tell you how to actually do. And that's why I'm sharing with you today. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about something that most of you won't even know about or think about, but I can tell you if you're on your Amazon journey, you're going to want to come across this now. And that is escaping the self-employed matrix. Because I always talk about escaping the 9-to-5 matrix, but it turns out there's another level there. There's another level. So you get out of the 9-to-5 matrix and then you think, this is it. I'm self-employed. This is fantastic. But then what you realize is you're just in the self-employed matrix now. And then, so you got to get out of the self-employed matrix to the whole next level. So let me share with you how you even do that and what is it? What does it entail? Let's go back to 9-to-5. The 9-to-5 matrix is what most people are in. It's the getting up day in, day out, essentially you feel like a slave, you're heading down to the office, you're punching the keypad, or maybe you're an outdoors guy, you're laying the bricks, you're shoveling, you're doing something. And that's pretty much what you do, day in, day out. There's really no room for much self-improvement. You just feel like, this is what it is. You just feel like you're paying bills. That's it. So you get home, you pay the bills, and then you look in the bank account and you're like, shit, I've got no money. You know, so it feels like you're now literally living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. And especially now in this day and age in 2024, when we talk about the cost of living crisis, that's exactly what it feels like. And so everyone is trying to think about, how do I get out of this cost of living crisis, which is actually, how do I get more money in the bank? How do I have more money left over in my pocket so I can afford to do things that I actually want to do in my life? Because if you're like most people, perhaps you're thinking about, you want to go on like an overseas holiday. You know, you see it on TV, you're flicking through a magazine, you think, yeah, I'd love to go to Hawaii. That'd be awesome. But then you realize, shit, that's actually pretty difficult. What are you going to do? Put it on like a credit card or something? You know, which is probably what most people do. They put it on credit card and then worry about it later. Worst thing to do though, because, you know, you're obviously going to pay interest on that. And I can tell you, you know, you're going to go into like this, what I call the debt spiral. Yeah. Once you start putting all these things, these luxury things on credit cards, bad, bad mistake. And I think in Australia, most people, we've got some huge amount of like personal debt, particularly on credit cards. So don't go down that path if you can help it. So that essentially is like the control. This is the other thing too. You feel like you're controlled by big business, by the government, by your boss, and you're just like in this zombie state of just, as I said, like just like, I'm just working to pay the bills. And that's not really what you want life to be about. And so you start thinking about, how do I get out of this shithole? How do I get to a position like, perhaps you're looking at me right now, like I want to be in his position. I want to be doing $45 million. I get it. I want to be there too. I wanted to be here too. And I can tell you, you want to be here. But it's like, how do I get there? What steps do I have to take to get out of the 9-to-5 matrix to even get into the self-employed matrix? Because I can tell you, the self-employed matrix is much better than the 9-to-5 matrix. And so getting into the self-employed matrix is basically you're removing the boss control, you're removing some of the government control, and you're removing some of the big business control as well. And you're probably, if you're in my position, you're going to have surplus money like every week. You can go on a holiday if you want to, even though I don't because I'm too committed to you guys and delivering value every single week. You're probably thinking about, I want to have a really nice car. I've certainly got like, I don't know, 7 of those. Honestly, I'm not saying that to gloat, but I mean, it was a lifelong dream of mine. It was to literally have a car collection. And so if you don't know, I do have a Subaru. I'm going to digress here, but a Subaru car collection, like Subaru STIs from the 1990s. And my claim to fame right now is a 22B. If you don't know what a 22B is, just go to Google, type in 22B. They literally range from like 400 grand to about $1 million, depending on condition. But it was like a childhood dream of mine was to have this 22B Subaru of all cars, right? I could have bought anything, but I wanted that one. And so I've got some other Subarus as well. And so I digress, but you strive for these types of material things. You know, we all want like material things, a nicer house. And I think what people think moving from 9 to 5 to the self-employed quadrant, if I can put it that way, in a rich dad, poor dad way, from quadrant to quadrant, from the employee to the self-employed quadrant, is that you want financial freedom and you want probably more time with your family. Well, I can tell you that in the beginning, when you're moving from 9 to 5 to self-employed, you can kiss goodbye anything to do with work-life balance and spending time with your family. That becomes a luxury because you're so engrossed into just building this business and getting everything right and making as much money as you can. And unfortunately, it doesn't happen like overnight. You know when you go from, if you're leaving one employee job and then you apply for another employee job and you're like, you finished here on a Friday and then you might like have a week off and then you start on the other job on a Monday. That's not how it works. and you might be getting, even you get more money there. You might be going from like earning 60 grand a year and you're now going to 100 grand a year. But guess what? You still got fucking no money, right? Because it just gets eaten up in more bills. But then you have this gap where you're like, wow, I had a week off. Yeah, to do shit. But when you start in self-employed land, there's no like week off. It's like all the time. It is particularly if you're committed and you want to aim for the goal of financial freedom, okay? And if that is your goal, then you will do all it takes to get there. So the transition can be quite difficult for people, particularly having working 9 to 5 and now they're like working all the time and everything's on the line and you're putting money into things where you don't even know if there's going to be a return on that money. That is the tough part, right? There's no guarantees in self-employed land and no one gives a shit about you, okay? I've said this before. No one gives a shit about you being self-employed, okay? I see it time and time again. You would think that people like your friends and family might even come to your business or something and help you and you buy some of your products. They don't care, right? They don't give a shit, which is sad because they should. They should care about you and your business and helping you succeed. But anyway, back to the self-employed matrix. So we've moved from the quadrant of employee into the self-employed matrix. You've now got some of the trimmings like what I have with more money, better house, nicer cars, car collection. But I'm still striving for more. And I'm not saying I'm striving for more from a material level. I'm striving for more to have less government control, less big business control, and more time with my family. And so how do you do that? Well, the first thing is you've got to get out of the 9 to 5. Now, when I say this, it comes with a caveat. Because if you're starting, let's say in this case, you know I talk about Amazon and e-commerce. If that is something that you want to do, I highly recommend that you don't actually quit your 9 to 5 job. I suggest that you do your 9 to 5 job while you're also building your business. I always talk about this. If you've got a 9 to 5 job, you are practically on a full-time holiday, okay? Let's just be real. You only have to go to work from 9 till 5 and you've got from 5 p.m. all the way through till 9 off and probably 2 days a week. You are on a full-time holiday. Now, I joke around to my sisters about this because they're like, I'm working 5 days this week. Yeah, full-time holiday, dude, right? This is the reality. But I know you in the 9 to 5 land can think, I'm working so hard. I just saw something on TV today, just literally actually last night. And it was the guys who are working, I think it was the agricultural department, you know, some government agency, right? And they had in their staff room Lego set, right? And I looked at my wife, I was like, baby, this is one of the reasons why I don't want to pay tax anymore. I don't want to pay tax to fund these guys and girls who are working in this agency, yeah, which we're paying for, while they can just like play Lego during the office hours. Because why? Well, they might be stressful. I'm like, what? What do you mean stressful? Stressful, what do you mean? Stressful's talking about like ag, talking about agriculture. How about, which just leads me to something else, which is if you want to not be stressful, stay in the 9-to-5 job. Because once you get to self-employed land, you're going to know what stress is. Yeah, because as I said, no one gives a shit about you. It's going to be up to you to put money on the table, to put food on the table and deliver. And if you don't do that, guess what? Your family doesn't get fed and you're going to be begging then to go back to the 9-to-5. But ultimately, if you want the financial freedom and less control, you're going to have to go down the self-employed route because there's just no other way. You cannot do it. Okay, that comes with a caveat. I said you cannot do it, but maybe you can if you're working for the government. Yeah, if you're working off the taxes that I pay as being self-employed, if you're that person, you're great. You're going to do great because some of these guys who are working in government agencies who are working in the high level, these guys are earning literally like $900 million a year as their salary. It's freaking outrageous. And that's why I don't want to pay taxes anymore. I don't want to pay for their lifestyle. But that is certainly one way you could become wealthy, I guess, by earning $1 million a year as a PAYG employee, but as long as you played your cards right. But at the end of the day, you know, those guys, you know what? They've still got a boss, yeah? They've still got someone controlling their puppet strings, and that's ultimately what you don't want. I would even say I would be prepared to take less money and live on less money and not be controlled by government or big business, rather than having a higher income and still being an employee. Think about that for a second. Yeah. Would you be in that position? Would you be the sort of person that wants to have less control over you, more autonomy to run the life that you want to live, or, but less money, or would you want to be at the PAYG but have a lot of headaches and control? Anyway, something to think about. But if you're like me and you want to, and that's not you, you want to get into self-employed land, you're going to start with something like an Amazon training program. You want to do maybe crypto trading. You want to do affiliate marketing. You want to do drop shipping. There's a whole heap of things, right? But it's going to have to be something to do with business. But more importantly, where you can make great returns that doesn't require you to sell a lot of things you personally. So for example, that's what online provides. In my business, I can sell products right across the whole world, but I don't actually do the transaction with every single customer because I have a website which is automated and a fulfillment center which then sends the product out to the customer and it's all done for me. My job is to control the orchestra of all those attributes, right? I control the product when it goes into the fulfillment center. I control the website, where the money goes, and then it's up to me to then control the money, of course, when to buy more product, when to pay the taxes. Yes, I do pay the taxes reluctantly. It's like theft. When to pay all that and to keep everything running. Yeah, that's really your job. But in the beginning, you're going to be learning a lot of different things. What I want to tell you though is even for me personally, despite all the things that I've just shared with you about all the great things, my constant goal is to reduce the amount of control. So you sort of, there's kind of different levels. So you go from the employee level into self-employed level, but then within the self-employed level, there's multiple levels of getting from the most control to having less control. And I'm just going to tell you straight up, the more money you've got, the more money that's in the bank, the less control that you have to really worry about. Like for example, right now, I don't worry about petrol prices, right? I don't have the control of the petrol companies dictating to me what price I have to pay for petrol for me to be worried about it. Like it doesn't matter if it's $2 a litre or $2.50 a litre, right? I just look at it and go, oh yeah, cool. And just like put the Bowser and just fill up the AMG. That's it, done. I don't worry about electricity prices. Yeah, years ago I did. Years ago, I was freaking out about electricity prices, and that was back then. And of course, now they're like quadruple the price. But I'm just in a position where I don't even have to worry about electricity prices, like look at the bill and like whatever. I wouldn't even know what it is, to be honest. And here's something interesting too, is that as you move from employee to self-employed and move up the ladder within self-employed land, you start to create new problems. New problems come to mind, right? So before it was, yeah, petrol prices, mortgages, electricity bills, all that kind of stuff. The new problems that you get are, how do I preserve my money? Which investments do I now put the money into that will help protect my money into the future? Because once you get the money, you don't want to lose it, right? You want to put it into a position where you can grow that money over time and ultimately check out. So this is what I'm leading to. Eventually, you're going to be in a position of being self-employed. You're going to move up the ladder, but ultimately you want to get out of the self-employed matrix where you still have some level of enforcement and control on you and get to a position where you've just got passive income. And I'm talking a lot of it. What if I said to you that you could be earning passively anywhere between $50,000 to $100,000 a month? It's not billionaire stuff, but it would certainly be nice, right? So imagine this, you've got 50 to 100K coming in every single month. You've got no mortgage, your house is paid off. You don't have any other personal debts, no credit cards, no car loans, none of that stuff, right? You might also have multiple investment properties. You might have a really large crypto portfolio as well. Yeah, but now how do you get to that position though? And the only way that I know how to do it, aside from winning $150 million or something in the lotto, aside from that, is through being self-employed and through business. That is the only way. So you make all the money in business, you put it into investments. And in my case, I've put money into commercial properties. I've got a range of commercial properties. I've also put money into cryptocurrency, mostly Bitcoin, but other crypto assets as well. And at some point, I'm paying for all those, okay, right now. But at some point, the asset's going to mature and I'm going to be in a position to liquidate that asset, whether that's crypto or whether that's properties. And then I'm going to take that money, pay the taxes, reluctantly, and I don't want it going to any Lego sets in any Fed departments, okay? That's out. And take that money and put it into a safe asset such as First Mortgage Fund, okay? First Mortgage Fund is like a public company that lends money out for mortgages, right? Traditionally mortgage things that the banks won't do, right? It's pretty safe. I won't go into the details of it, but that's essentially what you could do. And right now, those types of companies are paying around 10% per annum. So it's low compared to perhaps what you could get if you put it into crypto. Crypto is though more riskier. This is less risk, basically sleep at night. Now, do the numbers. Let's talk 50,000. If you had $50,000 coming in a month, that would be $600,000 a year. So therefore, you've got to get at some point, $6 million, and I'll forget about tax for a second, but you've got to get $6 million after tax then into this investment to then give you 10% per annum, which is then $600,000 a year, which is $50,000 per month. And imagine that. Just no mortgage, no electricity bills to worry about, no car loans, no credit cards, and 50 grand just popping into your bank account every single month. Imagine that. And that's what's possible when you're self-employed and you're building a business. Okay, but I know you're gonna say to me, but Matt, how do you get the $6 million though? Because even if you had a business, it would have to be making, let's say it was making $1 million a year. That would now take you 6 years to build up that $1 million a year profit. So that's one way, but there's other ways too, which you could perhaps fast track it. And that is, as I said before, investing it into other growth assets, property and crypto. So perhaps the journey of getting to the 6 million might be less. So let's say you are actually making $1 million a year in your business. You put that into, let's talk crypto for a second. And let's say you got in at the right time, and then over a 3-year cycle, like 3 to 4 year cycle, that $1 million did a 3x or a 4x. That it turned into $3 to $4 million. Okay, so then that's partway there to get to your $6 million. Let's just say you didn't even get to 6 million, and your 1 million turned into 4 million through cryptocurrency, and you timed it right and you got out at the right time. $4 million into the first mortgage fund asset, as I mentioned before, would deliver you $400,000 a year. Way more than probably the income that you're on now, probably by at least three. Yeah. So you'd be sitting very, very comfortably. And even if that wasn't enough money to pay off your mortgage, pretend you've got a mortgage still, but you've got $400,000 now coming in every single year. You could use some of that $400,000 to now pay off the mortgage, right? And you're not working at all. And now what happens is you've now got time. You've now bought back the time, because in this world of getting out of the matrix, we're ultimately trying to build financial freedom and get back our time and not be controlled by the boss, the government, and big business. So guys, that is literally the pathway that you should think about to get on, to get to being financially free. Now, if this is of interest to you, you can actually come in and join my group. I talk about these types of things and I show exact pathways of the way I'm actually getting out of the self-employed matrix myself, which I hopefully, I've got strategies in place right now, which I look forward actually to talking to you again in future podcasts in maybe 1 year to 18 months, where I can literally sit here and say, hey, remember I told you about getting out of the self-employed matrix? Well, guess what? I've now done that. That's what I hope. And then I can literally, rather than saying it was like, this is how to do it, I can say, this is actually how I've done it. And then I think you're going to really pay attention. But this type of thing was explained to me by someone, you know, a mentor for me, and I'm now sharing that same information. It's like the secret information that the wealthy people of the world don't want to tell you how to actually do. And that's why I'm sharing with you today, because I want each and every one of you out there to be able to be financially free. And I'm just like pulling back the curtains on how people actually do this kind of stuff. I know it takes guts, it takes balls, but what else are you going to do? Just stay in the 9-to-5 matrix? Fuck no, you're not going to do that. You want to get you and your family ahead in life. But guys, on a final note, not everybody is made to be in the self-employed arena. Okay, because it is like an arena. You're there, you're a warrior. As one of my good friends says, you're in there for battle. You're a warrior. You're there to kill or be killed. That is literally what it's like. Yeah. Maybe no guns and arrows, no swords, right? But it's ruthless out there. Yeah, in the self-employed land. And I understand that not everybody is made to be in that arena. I've tried to get my family, my sisters even, you know, hey, why don't you come and do this Amazon thing? They couldn't do it, right? Because they weren't just cut. They're not cut from the cloth that I'm cut, which is do at all costs. I don't want to be in this matrix of control. And that's just how I feel. So if you're one of those people then where you're like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to be controlled either. But maybe you are. Maybe you love the boss. Maybe you love going to work and the boss telling you what to do. Maybe that's you. Maybe you love the fact that you get this electricity bill and you're like, damn, I can't afford to pay that. I love that. I don't want to put this extra money into holiday. I love electricity. Maybe that's you, right? That's not me, right? I understand we have to pay for electricity. Yeah, but I don't want to be worried about it. And I'm sure, I'm sure you don't, right? I'm just joking. But I'm just pointing out that not everybody is cut to be in the self-employed arena, okay? Which is totally fine because, you know, even people like myself, I have other businesses and we need people right now to do jobs, right? Except for right now, I hate to tell you guys, AI's here, the AI robot's here. And I'm not even joking. I own a fast food restaurant and I just saw a clip the other day. This is like total side note, but I'm just telling you guys, you really have to start thinking about, you know, getting another income or something. Being in a job that can't be replaced by AI, that would be freaking me out if I was you. But literally I have this fast food business and I just saw a clip the other day. It was in America. The person that takes the order in the drive-thru, they're gone. They eliminated that job now. You don't need the person anymore, right? What have they got there now? A computer. They've got the computers. It's like you walk, you get to the drive-through screen and you're like, large Whopper meal with a Coke. And you know what? The computer's really nice. The computer's like totally respectful, checks your order back with you, right? Upsells for the boss. You know, hey, did you want a sundae with that? Yeah, actually, I want a sundae with that, right? Won't look down upon you. Actually, like, I'm sure I can hear it in the AI's voice. She's smiling, right? Just pleased to see you at the business, okay? Unlike when you have to get employees who probably aren't smiling. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. So I'd just be thinking about, hey, I don't want to be replaced by AI, but I'm telling you that thing is coming. In fact, I'm going to do an episode on AI and I'm going to talk about exactly these topics and why you should be careful about AI, but unfortunately it's here. It's here to stay and it's going to be taking over this world for good or bad. Remember, we need people not to be self-employed too. So if you don't want to be in the self-employed land, totally cool. I get it. We appreciate you as well. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.